Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody. Did you get it open, sir? Whatever the fuck that is.
I got it open. I got a package today. Oh, it came with a little letter. Oh, that's nice. JB, can't wait to see you rock your Rosa T. Thank you for savoring the spirit of Yayo. Cheers, the Yayo team. That was nice of John and Sergio Cruz and the rest of the team there. His lovely wife, Morgan. A couple of stickers there as well. Okay. Another sticker. I'm going to slap that on my display cabinet over there where all the stickers go. All right, that was nice. Okay, okay. Got a mail call today. Package call, I guess. I didn't know FedEx delivers on Sundays, but all right. Shit, they like Batman. You get these hands. Oh, he only gives it nightly. You're like, they're like the Punisher. You get these hands regularly. I love how Yayo packages their stuff all nice and neat and everything. I'm just going to rip that shit open. Check out this shirt here, Mr. Cody. Oh, that is beautiful. Got the Yayo Rosa line right there.
Very, very clean.
With very the rose minimalist. On with the Godfather rose on the back.
I like that a lot.
I like that. That is clean right there.
Like that a whole lot.
All right. Thank you. Shirt. Thank you so much, Yayo team. Everybody knows I love the old Yayo. Love me some Yayo. We can throw that out. Let's throw it over there. All right. I had a bunch of packages over here. Probably liquor in there. But they can get open later. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Tequila Week here on The Last Drop. How you doing, Cody?
I'm hanging in there, sir. I guess I should just drop the news right now. Break the ice, if you will.
Hanging in there. You can't hang right now. Crippled. You can't hang.
Metaphorically so. Earlier this week, this past Monday, actually, I got diagnosed with acute gout. So
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Is this a HIPAA violation? Oh, wait, no. You saying it. That's fine. No. If I would have said it, that's a HIPAA violation. But he said it, so it's fine.
Yeah. Yours truly, I got to cut back on a lot of shit. I can still do the show, but I can only have, like, literally one drink.
A week.
Pretty sure. That'll be it for the day. So that's actually, in hindsight, it's going to make this show even more special. Because this will be, like, my one drink of the day on Sundays, if I decide to drink.
No,
I'm skipping this week, but
not of the day, of the week.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
So if
pretty
he drinks some bullshit, his week is ruined.
Yeah, so stakes are raising to higher now.
I got to give him some Dobell then.
This motherfucker.
I give that motherfucker some Dobell then or whatever. Like, yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
I really can't waste my liver nowadays.
That'd have been great having Hell no. Dobell next week then.
Man, that would be fucked. That would be
fucked. He's like, I haven't had a drink in 2 weeks. He's like, it's going to be my first sip, and it's Dobell. I think after two weeks and having a Dobell, he'd probably be like, you know what, maybe liquor just ain't that good anymore.
At that point, bro, yeah. I would contemplate that shit. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Nah, this ain't for me.
You know what is good, though? Because I had some on Saturday. Friday, yeah. It's that old Tesla Mezcal.
Oh, that's right.
That motherfucker is good.
That
bottle is beautiful. You're not coming out this box, though, motherfucker, because this box is just, like, super fucking nice or whatever. I mean, come on, that box is just beautiful. So I had some, and I got a nice little horror story for people, too, as well. Because, you know, it is tis the season of Halloween. So, you know, you got to have some horror stories around spooky this. Season. Yeah, yeah. It's the spooky season. And you got to excuse me, too, people. My allergies just kick in because I just woke up like 20 minutes ago. So, you don't need to know all that. And this little envelope Yayo gave me, too. Let's keep that and re-gift that bitch. I don't even remember. I got an email. Or I saw an ad. Now this store is gonna horrify you. It's gonna put some trembles in the back of your spine and shit. It's gonna make that hair stand up and shit. Look at that hair. It's already standing up. You see that? Oh shit.
Yeah.
I like that scene where remember where Peter Parker first put his
fingers on the wall, that first Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You remember that?
They finally decided to give this new Peter Parker a fucking spider sense in Infinity War.
Oh.
I was like, Jesus Christ, it took how many fucking movies for him to finally realize?
That was actually after Infinity War. That was it Infinity War? I think that was Far From Home, actually. But he's fighting Mysterio, no?
No, it wasn't Infinity War. They were on the bus.
You're right.
I had to think about it for a second. I was like, you're right.
They expanded on it. My bad.
Yeah, because you might have been right. Because I was about to say, wait a minute, hold on. I know this Negro Cody ain't right now. Hold on.
No. You're right.
Sorry, really about to be pissed now.
I stand corrected.
Woo! I'm glad you called me in a circle. I'm about to be pissed right now. I don't need right now. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. This little Spider Junior pissing me off now. Anyway, and that hair just rose up, and I said, oh. I remember being in the theater. I said, oh, finally. Oh, this Negro does have a spider sense. Jesus. It's like, why would you take his greatest attribute away from him? And I know you want to make him different from the other two, but goddamn, you're going to take his main power away. The fucking thing that alerts him to danger and everything else, or whatever and stuff, you take it away. That's like taking Batman's utility belt away. Why would you do that?
It's the exact same thing. Literally the exact same thing.
Why would you do that? Like, nah, he's just going to beat your ass with his hands, bro. And you're just like, whoa, I'm all for Batman doing that, but I don't want to go down that Snyder route of him beating people's ass and shit. That's like taking the Punisher's, well, I guess not really. He don't really need guns to kill you, shit.
I mean, to be fair, they kind of went that route in that first Amazing Spider-Man movie.
Remember that's why I don't like that movie.
All, like, the technique? I know.
I know. That is not Spider-Man, okay?
No, it's not.
Especially when he was bullying that goddamn...
He was straight up bullying that dude. What's going on here? This is
kind of a dick.
Yeah, it went way too far in the other direction.
I think he was going to kill that motherfucker if the cops didn't show up, if I'm not mistaken, right? I was like, he was webbing him up, and I know Peter's supposed to talk shit, but
it was bullying. Wasn't talking shit. He was bullying the motherfucker. And I guess he's a criminal and all that, but Spider-Man don't really act like that.
And the crime he was doing, he was just robbing a car. He shouldn't be doing that. And then he was talking about, like, let's see what really makes you tick. It's like, whoa, what the hell that mean? what the hell?
I don't want that whole angsty teen excuse either. That ain't Spider-Man. Peter Parker ain't like that.
No, he's not. If you want to go that route with a Gwen Stacy I don't even know if you can go that route with Miles now at this point because he's so well established now. It's like, why would you do that now with him? Mm. So, but any other goddamn Spider-Man, go ahead and do that. But Peter Parker, he shouldn't be doing that. Especially since it was nighttime too. I was like, yo, is he about to like break this dude's ankle and put him in the hospital like Batman? I was like, what the hell? Yeah. I was waiting for him to say, light it up and throw a torch down and a spider symbol just appears in the sky and shit.
Actually, might as well.
Shit, did that happen?
Well,
yeah, that did happen in the second movie. Actually,
yeah, the second movie. Yeah, he put that big ass.
He did it with Web.
Right. Yeah. I love you, Gwen, or some shit. Yeah, it was just dumbass. Like, why the fuck would you do that?
I remember the look on your face. You're just like, who would do that? He didn't just do that shit in private, neither. He did that shit on the Queensboro Bridge.
I'm about to say, one of the most notable bridges in New York in broad daylight. I was like, bro, what are we doing here?
Oh, stop, man. It.
Oh, God.
I'll never
forget that. Awful.
I'll never forget how that first one ended, whatever. Some promise.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Like, why'd you remind me of that? Oh, Lord. It's completely reverted everything you said just 10 minutes ago.
As much
this
shit
supposed
as
to be
I,
uplifting ending.
Oh, it's like, God. Oh, that ain't uplifting at all. I was like, he's a dick, dude.
This Spider-Man fucking sucks. Oh, God, dude.
Remember when he told Gwen his identity and shit, and he was like, I don't want to put you in danger, but then he just like straight up webbed her and said, fuck it, I don't give a shit. Yeah. I was just like, damn, dude.
Reckless.
Like, your hormones, and you need to keep them motherfuckers in check, dude. Like, he's like, that's what they should have explained. That spider bite, like, ramped up his hormones or something like that. Because it was like, damn, what's going on with this dude? Yeah, I'll never forget that ending. I remember I went like, you know what? Yeah. That ending should have kicked off with that What I've Done song from Linkin Park.
That would have been perfect. I know somebody has sent me the edit out there. That has to be out there.
Some promises were meant to be broken.
That's perfect. That's pitch perfect.
And with the credit sequence, you just see Stacy dead in the background, whatever, just laying there, whatever. So it's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yes, you don't give a fuck about your father. You know what I'm
saying? So, really, Gwen don't either.
Yeah, she got all that shit real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, no trauma, whatever. No trauma in those films, dude. You know, none at all. Just everyday life.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had more trauma in that Tom Holland one. I was like, damn, where was that at? Where the fuck was that at?
All that off-screen development.
Oh, it's that that director's cut. That's what that was.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that web cut.
Remember, they did have some deleted scenes of him like meeting his father and shit like that. It was just like,
ooh. Oh, that's stupid. Oh God, thank God that would be worse. That would be like some Ultimate Edition Batman or Superman shit.
I think it was right when he went to Gwen Stacy's grave or something like that. And he just shows up and shit.
He really like, pulls up. Like, what?
Mind you, that's like towards the end of the fucking movie to you. Yeah. And they're like,
it's too late for this now. Way too late for this.
Not only that, it's one movie too late. This movie ain't talking about this Negro father at all. Yeah. That first one, they did a whole lot of it. It was like, damn, is he going to
show up? All it was about.
Yeah.
I'm covering my father's secrets for what?
Remember he had that secret train too?
Yeah. What is this?
Is that secret train with the coins, dude? You put the coin in, the train moved and shit. I was like,
because I think what they were trying to do, they kind of try to riff off. There's a story in the comic books where they like his parents are like agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
and shit like that.
I think they're kind of trying to do something like that, but not quite because they didn't have, you know, the Marvel connectivity.
They also did that in the animated series, never on screen though. But when Peter traveled overseas, he found out that his parents.
That's the way it should be. Just keep the shit off the fucking screen. We don't need that.
Because I can tell you this right now. As we were saying when the movie came, nobody gives a fuck about his parents.
Nobody gives a fuck about his parents.
We don't give a shit about his parents. Really don't. We don't care. As a matter of fact, his parents ain't got shit to do with his backstory.
Yeah, shit is an afterthought.
Yeah. Uncle Ben and Aunt May. And the only fucking dude. That's it. I don't even know about his parents. That's like talking about like, oh man, Batman's granddaddy. It was like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, Mary. No one give a fuck about that.
Nobody cares, dude. Like,
fuck them.
Whole first movie was like an introduction in a Richard too. It was like, what is this? Is that Peter? He about to fly?
We don't care about them.
No. afterthought in that Negro's family, like whatever. Like, so much as I shit on the new Spider-Man,
fuck got this origin. Anyway,
I'll say this: as much as they've changed, it's still more entertaining than those amazing ones. Was annoying. They was pissing me off sometimes. I was like,
oh, I was way better than those Amazing Spider-Man movies.
Oh, easily, yeah.
Leaves.
And that one changed. That one changed so much. Whatever. It wasn't even Peter or anyone. I was just like, yeah. The newer ones have changed a lot too. Whatever, but at least you can still see essence of Peter Parker in there. Right? It's just like, all right. It was like, all right. But them Amazing. I was like, oof.
Ooh. Yeah, and at least I think it's in the right direction now too, especially at the end of that last one too. It's okay.
Yeah.
Now we have, you know, even playing field. So now for all the, you know, Spider-Boy Jr. shit. Now he's Spider-Man. So.
You know what annoyed me about that ending? I was like, God damn! It took three movies to finally.
I know. Yeah. As much as I do like the third movie, I was like,
same.
Need three movies to get to. This, I was like, I kind of get what you're trying to do, but damn, three fucking movies.
Because didn't we do that in the first two films too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like...
Actually.
Yeah, I was it was the one in the first one when the building collapsed on him and he was like, I'm spot, and he saw the reflection or whatever. I was like, that's the moment right there. And then the second film, it was like, oh, we just forgot all about that or whatever. And I was like, oh, all right. Then he had a second moment with that after he gave the glasses away and shit. And he was like, got trust in my spot. I was just like, good Lord, dude. What do we spend a whole movie trying to figure out the essence of you, dude? Like, Jesus Christ. I know people like slow development. Not for motherfuckers that's been established for 60 plus years, all right?
I was going to say, we kind of skip past all this. Yeah, we kind of know how this goes already.
Yeah. When you're doing like a Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah,
this is not my territory at this point.
Yeah, when you're doing a Guardians of the Galaxy or some shit like that, whatever, take all the time you want. Mm-hmm. All the time you want. Fantastic Four, take all the time you want, because they never been done right. Take all the time you want. But when it's like a Spider-Man or a Superman or a Batman or any of them kind of characters, you'd be like, man, dude.
Yeah. Just skip to the man. We got all this. Thank you.
We don't need to spend this much time. How come Toby figured this out right away? What's taking y'all so goddamn long? Taking y'all so fucking real. Long? Jesus Christ. Shit.
You ain't lying.
That's why I think you can't have the movie without Uncle Ben, because that was the whole point of why Toby got it right so quickly. Great power comes great responsibility. They never heard that in the next two films, so they're just like, all right, fuck that responsibility, right? Didn't Aunt May say that shit in the third one?
Third one. Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Yeah, took three movies. You know, we got there.
He's right. We got there. He now a grown ass man. You know, he's fine.
Yeah, on his own, broke as fuck. All right, this is my Spider-Man. Perfect.
Yeah. Broken and humbled down now, whatever. Shit. Like, yeah. Hey, all right, I love that. Shit.
Hell yeah.
But you know what they need to do for that next one? They need to introduce Miles and be like, Miles having the best time of his life. You know, he was like, man, he looks at Peter.
I love that, actually.
Hey, yeah. That'd be funny as shit. He looks at Peter and be like, damn, get your life together, bro. Christ.
This shit is fun as fuck.
Yeah. Good Lord, damn. Miles was having a good time too before he ran into that other goddamn spiders and shit. They're trying to stop his pimp and chill. It's fucking with his game, baby. Trying to stop his game too. Anyway, though, people, it's funny that Yayo sent that. Another one too. I forgot about this sitting right
another
here.
Another one.
You gonna love this right here, dude. That G4 Dia de los Muertos Anejo. It only took about a month and 4 days to finally arrive with concert.
Just like Spider-Man movies, better late than never.
Three movies later, yeah. I will say, so this packaging, I love the box, by the way. The box is beautiful. The packaging on this.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful. I will gorgeous. Say, as far as the new box goes, I like the previous ones before because they were coffins. This is a simple box, whatever. But I do like the design better on this one.
Yes.
Obviously.
Color's popping.
I'll say this. Shout out to Total Wine, too, because you know what color that I originally had was that fucking brown or whatever yellow color that was or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I didn't want that one. I was like, that was my... And then he was like, I think we got a box over there full of them right now for people to pick up. He was like, it's the same bottle, dude. He's like, I'll give you the one you want, whatever. I was like, open them all up then. And I saw the one with the black. I was like, that's the one I want. I want that one right there.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
So, shout out to my boy that works at Total Wine. But the box is kind of boring, realistically. I mean, once you take this off, it's just average box or whatever shit. It's not like a coffin or anything like that or whatever.
And then that same old goddamn bottle design.
You know what? Me and the guy at Total Wine was talking shit because he didn't see the bottle. So when I opened it up for him and stuff like that, he was like, man, that label on the box, he was like, it's
I am still so puzzled why they couldn't just paste that fucking label on the bottle right there. I clueless.
The guy at Total Wine took it a step further than we did too, Cody. He said, the bottle's nice, I guess, whatever. And then he said, oh, look, they put a sticker on there. He was like, I give those to my child too. When I was just like, damn, I was like... God damn. He's like, yeah, it's like what we get our kids after they like accomplish something. We put like a little gold star. He's like, me and my wife have a star system with our kid or whatever. And so I was just like, damn, dude, you just insulted this purchase like a motherfucker, right? I haven't opened it yet. This shit, it better taste fucking good. That's all I know. 86 proof.
I'm sure
it will. These Dia de los Muertos. They taste phenomenal, so I'm sure it's no problem at all, or whatever. Then he told me that we have the G4 2025 Madeira Blanco. I didn't even know those were out. I forgot about those. They must taste like shit, because G4 ain't promoted them at all. You remember last year, Cody? We were seeing them bottles like...
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere they was marketing the shit out of it. They was like, yo, if you don't get this, you a bitch, dude.
Ain't cool.
Yeah, they said that. Where these 2025 editions, I remember telling Cody about it months ago that it was online at Sip Tequila, but we was like, fuck that, I ain't paying for that Sip Tequila, because you know you're gonna pay that shipping. So we'll just wait till they get the store. It'll probably hit the stores in the summer. I went down that aisle and Total Wine. There it was, just sitting there on the shelf. I said, is that 2024? I was like, yeah. I was like, God damn, it's on the shelf? I was like, it must taste like shit. It must not be good. Because I ain't hearing nobody. And then a buddy of mine, when I posted it, he told me, he in Fontana, I think. He said, the Costco by him, he said, oh, yeah, they got those for $40, dude. I said, I was like,
$40?
Yeah. I said, I need to take this motherfucker back to Total Wine. That shit was $60 over there. Shit, I was like, ain't this a bitch? He was like, ooh. I said, this is some bullshit then or whatever. I need to go take this back real quick.
Wow. Oh.
So I'm a little skeptical. I'm going to try to review that bottle before the year wraps up because I just don't see it on G4's page at all. They're not talking about it at all.
Maybe it means something. Maybe it doesn't.
Maybe, but yeah.
We'll find out soon.
Yeah, because I have a bottle, and they don't even put a sticker on the fucking the silver label, so I don't even know if that's last year's or this year's or whatever. So, but I think this is going to be phenomenal. I've heard some people say it's pretty damn good. It's just not worth the $250 price tag, but that's pretty much all of these Diabilis Muertos are $250. So, last year's dropped to like $224 or whatever, but you know, I mean, it's still in that $200 range. At least $224 for a repo seems ridiculous. And for a Añejo, that's ridiculous too, actually, but it kind of gives you a like, all right, I see.
No, it's a pricey bottle.
Bro, yeah. Hell yeah.
But yeah, better Añejo than a Reposado.
True. Unless that Añejo tastes like shit.
There's that. That's true.
Speaking of G4 and Añejos, they're back on shelves too, Cody. So you go get you another bottle, man. I know you want that shit. No, you want it.
Oh, I'm good. No, I am quite all right, sir. Thank you so much, though.
I'm just letting you know. Thanks to Yayo for the bottle or the shirt, which is perfect timing because switching it up a little bit. We were gonna do Alex Cross review, but we're just gonna save that for next week because I'm tired as fuck and I haven't watched the movie or whatever because I slept all fucking morning. So we're gonna do that next week to wrap the month off. That'll be our Halloween episode, I think. Perfect. Which perfect. I mean, if Tyler Perry doesn't scare you, then I don't know how you living in life, to be honest, or whatever, because my man frightens the shit out of me. Whatever. We was also gonna do the Tequila Ocho. Oh,
he scared me. I watched that last night.
He's like a Tubi special, you know? Although Tubi is wild. You see some clips from Tubi and shit, because now, like, I guess I'm just clicking on it too much. I'm starting to get the ads pop up on my algorithm and shit. I be getting these wild-ass movies of scenes just randomly happening and shit, whatever. I'm like, what the fuck?
Tubi is fucking nuts.
What was that one I sent you about the
Tubi's crazy.
I think it was the woman that shot that kid and shit, whatever. I was like, whoa. It was like some cheating going on or something like that. And then the other dude, the lady walking out, and she just pulled her gun out and just shot him and the kid and shit. I was just like, oh, shit. And I was like, that's from Tubi, Cody. That was like a month ago. I think I sent you that on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That wild ass. Oh, I forgot what the name of that movie was. Hold on. Actually, you know, I don't need to look it up. We'll look it up next week. Oh, I was going to look it up. But what I'm sipping on today, as I decided, because we was going to do the Ocho, but since Cody's not drinking it this week, I was like, I'll switch it up then. I'll switch it up because ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. At least that's what I always say. So what I'm doing today is the Yayo Rosa Reposado. Rosa High Proof Reposado. Yeah. We're sipping on some more on that on this, my second bottle. Because I already finished the first one. I think it came out about a month ago, if you will, maybe like two, three weeks ago. Got me a second bottle because when I first opened it, it was pretty damn good. But then I kind of just left it there for a little bit and I went to go eat dinner and it kind of just stuck with me. It just stayed a little bit longer. It had me like thinking. I was thinking and thinking more. And then I went back to the bottle again. And then before you know it, I was about like, you know, pretty deep into that bottle. And then I shared it with a bunch of people or whatever and stuff. And then that next, you know, that bottle was gone. So had to get a second bottle. You can get them easily now. You'll find them most places. High Proof has it, I believe, for $60 because Sergio Cruz bottles are usually cheap. They're usually always the highest, I think, is probably $80. My buddy Tall JB was kind of shocked by that, and I was just like, Sergio Cruz doesn't charge much for his bottle. His Lost Lore, Insuino, all of them are usually in the $60 range, and usually so are Yayo's as well, too. I know a lot of people are not fans of, like, Rosa tequila, because it a lot of people say it lacks the agave in it. This one, though, is pretty popular for right now for the month that's been going on. You'll see it, like, posted all everywhere. Everybody's, like, talking about it, reviewing it. So I was just like, yeah, you know what? About my time to get in on this shine, too, as well. As you can see, I took it back to my buddy JB. We started sipping on it, started sharing it with some of the customers that came through. Everybody was sipping on it, loving it. When I first poured it, allergies be damned, that high proof came through right away. I was just like, whoa. Which was crazy, because I remember on that first bottle, I don't remember taste or smelling that much alcohol level on it. And this comes at, I think it's 86 proof. It's 86 proof. So not too high proof or anything like that. Just enough to balance out this. What's special about this Rosa, though, this one was aged in three different wine barrels. It was aged in a sherry, which was from Spain, Portugal, because it has a port wine, too. And then a France one, which was Syrah wine barrels. So that's what makes this more special and a little bit different and unique. And the one thing you can get out of this is coming from a guy that loves port wine, that port barrel is like deep on that finish. Like you get a lot of that characteristics there. Like you taste the fuck out of that. And it's one of the many reasons why I just love tequila, is because when they do these different barrels, you get a full taste of it, man. Just a full taste of this. Let's see real quick. Usually when they do it with wine barrels, whiskey barrels, or barrels, you taste them all. So what were you going to say now, sir?
I was just going to point out the fact there's only like a certain amount of like triple barrel aged tequilas out there, right? Least I could name like maybe like four or five. Maybe I know that's one. Obviously, Tres Llorona, Tres Cuatro y Cinco, and maybe some others I'm missing. But I don't think there's too many of those out there. Yeah.
Yeah. And usually they're like extra añejos and shit too.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think. Yeah, I don't think there's anything less than the extra añejos, because even the ones you just named were all extra añejos.
Right.
G4, 7 year old to Tres Cuatro Cinco. I can't remember now. I know that's a 9 year. It would be weird.
Yeah,
but
that would be a fun little tasting right there, a little vertical. Trying all those like side by side.
Oh, G4 that'd wins be neat. G4 wins that. I can tell you that right now. That's Tears of Llorona though. I don't know. That one's pretty damn good, so. And it's cheaper. But yeah, it's way cheaper. It's way fucking cheaper, actually. I was like, wait, how much does that G4 cost again? I forgot. It sits in the... Well, it's sitting right there, actually. But I was going to say it's all the way in the back, but actually it's not. It's like sitting right there in the front, looking all... Look at you. Looking like a pretty motherfucker sitting over there and shit. Hold on, I got to blow it a kiss.
Yeah, that second attempt was better. That first one was aggressive as fuck. Like you were spitting on it.
I will spit on it later. Don't you worry. That's a dirty girl over there. That's dirty money right there. Yeah, that's dirty money spent on her. This was clean money. Yeah, it was easy money. It was clean. You know, it didn't feel like I hurt anybody. I wasn't at the ATM looking behind my back and shit. You know,
sketchy as
fuck. Yeah, ATM, give me $500. You know that voice? That'd be $500 withdrawal. Shut the fuck. sorry, shut up, shit. God damn. But when it's only $60, they just like, you want that in 20s or 10s, how you want that or whatever. They mumbling and shutting their breath or whatever. But when it's high money, it's like, they all shouting it out and shit because they just waiting for somebody to rob your ass or something like that, because it's probably their man that's doing it. Nothing. I would say it's quite crazy, but when it comes to Sergio Cruz, I mean, kind of expect shit like that from him. This is his first ever Rosa bottle he's done. I think The only one I've ever had out of the roses were the Codigo and the Cascanes, which I don't think that many people like either because they don't buy the Cascane one because it's just expensive as fuck. So, I mean, there's a reason for that one. I know there's a bunch of other roses out there, but it seems like most people are on the fence of them because they say it lacks a lot of the agave and it loses the tequila purist. I'm not a tequila purist yet. I'm kind of new to the game, whatever and stuff. So I understand where they're coming from when they don't taste that agave and like these tequila companies are doing something new and different. It just doesn't taste like tequila to them. So I get it because I'd be the same way with whiskey. I'm sure Cody would probably be the same way with beer. But this being new for me, this spirit here, I tend to like a lot of experimental shit. I, you know, even as I get older in the whiskey game, I like, funny enough, whiskey really, I don't really care for too much of the experimental shit. It comes off as too gimmicky sometimes, whatever. And like, it doesn't even to make the quality of it taste any better.
Right. I think whiskey is not as malleable or as, what's the word I'm looking for? You can't really expand on it as much as tequila.
I feel like I know the word you're looking for, and I'm blanking.
I think tequila is just more of an even canvas. You know, whiskey, which has, I think, more bolder. I'm just talking about like the base of it, just more bold flavors. And when you alter that, you kind of like fuck up everything. With tequila, just the base agave is not as like bold as forefront as like bourbon or anything of that nature.
I feel like with the bourbon, you can only do so much with those barrels and shit.
Yeah, I agree.
To make the whiskey or whatever. Whereas in tequila, we're coming to learn, at least me and Cody are, you kind of could do whatever the fuck you want to do with it.
Yeah. Sky's the limit.
I mean, sky's the limit or whatever. I mean, so I think if you're just making a $60 bottle, do whatever the fuck you want with it. Expand on it, play with it, do whatever you want. I mean, to do three different wine barrels, that's crazy enough. So do a wine barrel is crazy. I mean, we know that Sergio Cruz did it with beer barrel. He's still doing it with beer barrels. He's got a new one coming out with Lost More or whatever. We had one of them. Fucking phenomenal. Amberana Wood. I mean, that's phenomenal. I feel like we've had something with a barrel-aged whiskey that was aged in a barrel. I can't remember what it was now, whatever. But that was it was probably fucking delicious. I don't know what that Siempre Vivo was made out of, whatever, but you want to talk about experimental? That's experimental, and it tastes pretty damn good. So it seems like the miles the limit there when it comes to this. This is limited edition too, by the way, and I have bottle number 1498. I think this bottle is, first of all, this logo, the coloring on it is beautiful. I kind of like that rose color that it has on there. Wine,
it's 49er colors.
Yeah, you got damn right. Yeah, we just unlike this bottle though, it stays healthy. Nothing gets hurt. Nothing gets hurt at all. Wow, that's probably why I like it though. That's 49er colors in there. Look at that. It's got rose on it. Wine cast rested. And my big pet on this or whatever is I just love that finish with that port barrel. I haven't had port barrel in a while. I usually get it for dinner when I go out to a steakhouse or something like that, because that's what you usually get for your dessert, if you will. But I haven't had it at home to sip on. And this just kind of takes me back to having some Otima 20-year-old or something like that, of that class.
Good old Otima.
Which is just fucking beautiful, too. The nose is very inviting. That aroma is there. Because some people say that you don't get that agave, I still get a little bit of agave on this one. And I wonder if that had anything to do with the high proof, though, because this is the first high proof Rosa. One of the first high proofs, usually. So, and not by much, because it's only 86, but still there. And one thing you love about this, too, is you're getting those wine berry influences. So a lot of the cherry and dried fruit notes are coming through as well, too. My nose is definitely fucked up. I am just like getting clogged up more and more talk here or whatever, but if memory serves me right too as well, there's like this custard in there as well too, like a little vanilla custard. And I remember on Friday there was like this hint of oakiness as well too, so you're getting like kind of the best of both worlds combined in there. And we've always, at least I've always said on this show, Sergio Cruz is going to experiment whatever the fuck he wants to, whatever, especially if he keeps the price right. Now, if this was $130 or something like that, I'd be like,
no.
I ain't trying to experiment that price. I don't want to experiment with that price at all, actually. I don't want $60, though. I don't feel like I'm hurting the bank at all. My buddy Edgar, he must have bought like 4 of these bottles already. he's kind of had the same thoughts as me because we've been talking back and forth about it. Because we got it around the same time, because obviously we pre-ordered it with Yayo, so it got delivered, and we had the same thoughts. We sipped on it. It's like, all right, that was different. That was good or whatever. And then, like, the later that day went, we kind of both was just like, damn, it's kind of sticking with me. Let me go back to that real quick or whatever. And then it just kept getting better as the more we sipped on it and stuff. So he was just telling me he bought two more bottles, but one was a gift, so he only got one bottle left now. And I was like, ain't that like your fourth bottle, though? So he's been on it more than I have. I'm kind of getting back to it because once I finished that first bottle, I didn't have any. So, I finally got me another bottle, but that's already halfway empty, too. Going into the taste here. Really fucking crazy. This might be the most I thought it would have been those Hovind bottles. Who knows? Because those actually the new Hovind bottles are just coming out with this Soul and Luna Part 2, but this might be their best bottle they ever had. Man, it's crazy because the influence of those three barrels all take effect on each side of the mouth or whatever. You're getting that little bit of the France on the tip of the tongue, you're getting that sherry on the palate. And then you're getting that port on the finish. Like you're tasting all three barrels of this wine. This tequila. It might as well be wine at this point, whatever, because it goes down just as easy as fucking wine. You get that cherry note too as well on the sherry part. And the port is just like a port wine. You're getting those dark, rich chocolate notes, the oakiness or whatever and stuff. And then just like that silky smoothness of it as well too. I hate saying smooth or whatever. But also too, you get like the plum and the other dried fruits as well. Comes off as a little bit more sweet too as well. It's kind of shocking by that being the high proof. But I think that's probably why they made it a high proof to balance out that sweetness. Because you're putting those three barrels of wine in there, which all three of those are pretty sweet. So Syrah, sherry, and also port wine. It's like three of the fucking sweetest wines you could get. So that high proof kind of balances it out. But also too, it just is to make it overpowered with the alcohol level. Mm. Oh, man. What sticks out the most, too, with me is that port. Because it's just the most significant one for me because I just love port wine. It just coats the whole back end of your throat, whatever. That sounds like some throat coat shit, by the way.
It returns.
Yeah. I might have to go pour some
the throat coat
after that, you know? You get this little subtle spice too at the little beginning part of your tongue. I'm assuming that's either I think that's the Syrah de France wine there, the barrels there, because there's like this little cinnamon hint right there as well too. And I was thinking, I was like, that doesn't come from the sherry. That damn sure don't come from the port wine barrels there. Hmm. It really comes off like you could sip this daily without any issues. But then also too, it comes off as something special and unique because it does not taste like tequila at all. And the more I reship it, that agave is faint in the background, but I could see why like the tequila enthusiasts don't usually fuck with the roses because they miss that agave in there. But this is all but limited and also experimental too at the same time. Honestly, it almost tastes like more than you're drinking of a wine than it does a tequila, especially because I'm pouring it for people at the store, and there were people that don't even like tequila. And I was like, just try this one. It'll be different for you. Everybody in there ended up loving it, but they were all saying the same thing. It was like, I don't taste like a tequila. It tastes like a whole other beast of tequila, honestly. Agave and the spirit of that is like still in the background, but it's also subtle. It just makes you forget about it. The port for me is the essence that comes in through more because it's on the finish, so it just lingers the longest. But it does like perfectly well balance with the sherry cask as well too, or the sherry barrels, if you will. Hmm. And also another thing too, like most of the drinks we've had this year, it's fucking dangerous too because it is 86 proof, but you don't taste any of that shit. And I find myself pouring multiple glasses of this. As if it's like fruit juice or something.
Damn. Yep. That's dangerous.
Yeah. So I know Tall JB got buzzed off of it. He had like three of them. And actually, he probably had more than that, actually. Because when other people came in, I wasn't trying to pour him no more. I was just like, yeah, I'm just going to. He was just like, where mine at? And I was like, oh, okay. Probably was like four or five, like the little tasting cups, but it wasn't nothing big. Mm-hmm. Or he probably had like four or five of those. And he was like, oh, I'm a little buzzed off that. I was just like, yeah, that's why I was trying not to pour you anymore. But you kept on insisting. So, yeah, that shit is so good, though. Oh, but honestly, it makes you think more about wine than it does tequila. I'm glad I did hear from some tequila people, though, online, what their thoughts was, like my buddy Edgar and stuff like that. Because it's falling in the same range of not having that, like, a full agave presence like most of the Blancos we do. I was curious to see if, like, this Rosa would stand the test of time on that. I've seen a lot of reviews, or a lot of the people that in the tequila community do the reviews on it. It pretty put it pretty high. I was seeing like 8.5s and 9s and stuff like that. So I wonder if this is the one Rosa that breaks the scale. But also, too, I think it's probably the most popular because it's coming from Sergio Cruz, and most people in the tequila community know who Sergio Cruz is. So I guess maybe he gets a little bit more leniency with it, maybe, just because all of his shit is experimental. He's never just making a regular fucking Blanco Reposado or anything like that. It's always like something that's aged in some weird barrels or anything like that. I would love to see his most average shit, to be honest, whatever, where he just like, kind of like how G4 has a regular lineup or whatever, and you kind of get what you get out of it and stuff. There's not that. So maybe that kind of gives him a little bit more leniency with it, because you kind of know what you're getting when you buy a Sergio Cruz bottle, or you kind of don't know what you're getting.
Your comments bring up an interesting question too, because I'm speaking for myself on this note. Like those tequilas, the Asian, wine barrels, such as the one you're drinking right now, or like also like Lost Lores. At least when I first had it, their stout barrel, the bottle logic one they did.
Yeah.
Like I said, those don't even taste like tequila to me, and that's okay with me.
Same for me.
But I know. For other people, I know I'm sure they're looking for, kind of like a best of both worlds kind of thing. So, that's kind of like a hard fine line to draw when you're making something of this nature. But it seems to be, hit with most folks. Like, I haven't seen much of an uproar about, like, at least the bottles that we reviewed. So, this brings up interesting, notion, I think.
I wonder,
like, how much is going too far in one direction?
I was going to ask you that, too. It's like, I wonder if, like, in the future, excuse me, shit, not even that long, maybe like 6 months even from now, will we even like shit like this by now? I feel like we will.
Right.
I don't think we drink as much more than most of the average drinker in tequila or whatever. I mean, probably drink less, to be honest, whatever. We drink a lot of new stuff, though, for this show, realistically. A lot of it, we don't really drink like that in our daily lives and stuff. We'll go to tastings and events. We'll have a drink here and stuff like that. But a lot of these tequila drinkers and stuff, they shouldn't drink, daily kind of. So we might even drink less than them. But I am curious to see is the growth of this, because I don't think Sergio Cruz is going to stop with this kind of stuff.
No.
Hating it. But I also think, are we also biased too, because we drink for this show and we have to drink so many different things? And we kind of get tired of just simplistic stuff, whatever. So for us, when it comes to like something like this, or the Bottle Logic Lost Lore, or the Cabals, whatever, those stick out more to us because they are doing something. But you bring up a great question, though. It's like, how much is going too far and like leaving out of the tequila? But God, that is a really good question. For me, I would say it probably can go further. Because I look at me, I like crazy. Give me crazy then, go wild. But I'm only speaking to that because I got to review bottles and shit like that. And I don't want to be sitting up here saying the same thing over sometimes, whatever. And like,
oh, yeah, of course not. Yeah.
I'll always go back to that Siempre Vivo. Man, that was one of the most unique bottles I think we've ever had.
That's one of the most fun bottles. Yeah, still, Yeah, it's this moment right here. It's one of the most fun bottles I've had this year.
Like, honestly, one of the most fun pours. That's one of those bottles I think we could review yearly and probably come up with new notes.
I think so.
Yeah. I think so. I don't know. I think people like that one, but that one is definitely a Blanco. It's a Blanco.
Yeah, we probably should return to that next year, actually. That's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, easy.
See how that opens up. Yeah.
Hopefully I'll have the I forgot what the other one's called. I think Murtos, the dead one. I'm going to do a side-by-side, but I think people do like that one, but it is more agave for it. I guess when it comes to these type of bottles, whatever. Like I said, I think people are more friendlier on the Yayo's Lost Lores versions of it just because it comes from Sergio Cruz and you kind of just expect that from him. I mean, if you're at this level of tequila now, whatever, and you're complaining about Sergio Cruz experimenting and stuff like that, you should just stop buying it. Like, because he clearly
That's such a weird thing to complain about, too, because there's so much out there at the tequila market that's tailored to your taste. Yeah. So, I don't know. Especially putting all that energy into it. I don't know. It's just kind of weird to me.
Yeah. And even if you don't like it, I think it's something new and different. I think they should always keep doing it. And look, we're talking about one distiller out of how many, though, too, as well. Like, it's not like all the distillers are doing this or whatever. That's what he's just special for. I mean, he'll take something and be like, well, what's a different barrel I can age it with? And it's not like he's just randomly throwing shit together, neither. And he's putting a lot of thought.
Everything's always meticulous. Yeah.
There's a lot of thought and process in it.
Yeah.
They're tasting it and stuff. And everything we've had have always tasted different from one another. And we've had a lot of his different brands, too, from Insuino, Yayo, Lost Lore. The fuck else is his? Oh, Siempre. I know he's got some two other ones, whatever. And I'm blanking on the name of it. But we've had a few of his, whatever. I don't think we've ever said, oh, man, this Yayo tastes like Lost Lore. Or this.
No, it all tastes completely different.
All different, whatever.
Completely different.
Can't say the same for whiskey sometimes, whatever. We were just talking about this, what was it, last week with Buffalo Trace, how, like, their store picks of the Eagle Rare and Buffalo Trace can taste like a Weller barrel or something like that, whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. That's fine because, like, you know, Weller is hard to get, so that could be like real exciting for Buffalo Trace. That would piss me off if Yayo tastes like Lost Lore or Lost Lore. I'd be like,
right,
why would I buy that? Then just give me Lost Lore. Then I don't need to buy
Yayo. Just buy this, it's just relabeled. That's all it is. At that point.
Thank you. It's just relabeled. So, like, I do like that. Well, I used to, let me say that when it comes to whiskey, I used to like that with Buffalo Trace and Eagle Rare. But when I was first getting into it, it was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. It tastes like this. Today, that kind of pisses me off. I've had Weller.
No, I understand why.
I don't want to taste fucking Weller.
They told us why that pissed
you off. Yeah, it's like, all right, cool. Now, if you can't get a Stag Junior or something like that, and that Buffalo Trace store pick tastes like it, then you just won then. That's a good win for you. I've been drinking whiskey since 21, though. I got to tell you right now, if I fucking bought a Buffalo Trace store pick and it tastes like a Weller, I'd be kind of staring at it going like, well, I'll just drink Weller then. I mean...
it's also kind of like a slap in the face too, because you know they can release it at that price point because it tastes just like, so it's kind of like, oh fuck this.
That's kind of where I was going with that, Cody. You see where it's just like, all right, well then I can just drink Stag Junior. And if you just get, so you tell me you had a barrel that tastes like this, you could have just easily poured it in a Stag bottle. And just been like, oh, we slap a store pick sticker on it and be like, yeah, it's Stag now, whatever. So it's like, yeah, I'd be kind of pissed if, like, Yayo was just doing that on Lost Lore, or Lost Lore was doing it with Yayo, or Insuino was doing it with Lost Lore. I'd be like, Sergio Cruz might be too expanded out, and he's just make bottling the same shit up. I think the fact that they all taste different, I think that tells me he's, like, one of the hardest working fucking master distillers.
For sure.
Because, I've had like a lot of his brands now. I can't say I've had them all because he's got so fucking many. I think he's a little spread too thin in 14. I think he needs to slow it down a little bit, you know, because I feel like this year for us has been the year of the cruise.
By far.
Yeah, especially with the Reposados. I feel like they've all been the cruise. Which I won't complain. I mean, you want to keep releasing good tequila at affordable pricing? That's a win for me or whatever. I mean, because like I said, this is only $60, $65. I don't think anybody's going to really complain about that. I mean, $60, $65 is a fucking miracle these days.
Hell yeah.
And that seems to be the going price for mostly a lot of his bottles. So can't really complain on that. But that's a really good question you asked, too, is like how far is going. And I am curious, too, like from a year from now, after drinking this much tequila, will we be sitting up here with the rest of the tequila people going like, kind of going a little too far now. You know, I want that agave eccentric. But
Right.
I feel like we're a little bit more open, expanded, open-minded, if you will, to the point that like if I wanted just that agave eccentric, I would just drink a high proof.
That's my thinking too. And I think at this point, man, we have so much fucking alcohol. We you know we had our mainstays over the years. I had my craft beer, you had your whiskey.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're used to, you know, the basics, if you will, of a certain spirit or your beer or whatever. So, you know, we're down for the experiment. At least to me.
Yeah.
I've seen myself at least. But so I'm cool with it as it stands right now. Yeah.
I'm not looking for last drops on every pour. I don't think they will be or whatever, you know. But
I don't expect that. Yeah.
Same. I don't expect that neither. But that's San Purdue. Always go back to it. You want to do something wild and different like that. I was not expecting to give that a last drop. I think you gave it a 3.5. I gave it a last drop. That might have been the most holding a glass, staring at each other we've ever had in a while. Whatever. Mm-hmm. We were just like, what is that?
Yeah.
No. What is going on here?
That was just a hell of a pour just based on the conversation.
Yeah.
On the experience.
Yeah. Definitely an experience. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like this kind of has that same realm. Not as wild as that one.
Mm-hmm.
This one definitely opens up a conversation. And you brought the question up too, is whatever. It's just like, how far are we going with this? But first of all, let's talk about the color too, as well. That color is fucking beautiful, by the way.
It's like, it's almost like a copper, at least from the camera.
Yeah. No,
like
it
copper.
Is.
It's almost like it
really is like a red copper color.
Yeah. That's actually kind of unique. I don't really see that color a lot.
I'm a Reposado.
Yeah.
It literally looks like a barrel of sherry.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, looks like a fucking berry and sherry.
That's barrel little red sherry. Highlights, but yeah, that's super copperish, though. Yeah.
Super copperish. Never seen that in a Reposado. I love the color on it. Love the bottle design. Obviously, his beautiful wife makes that that bottle design as well. I think this opens up a conversational piece. Me and JB was kind of talking about it because he was. I didn't tell him what wine barrel. He was just like, what is that finish there? And I was like, that's that port wine that's going for it. So I think it does open up kind of like all the Sergio Cruz stuff, though. The conversation is definitely needed to be had there. But as I said, I think people going into Sergio Cruz bottles, you kind of know what you're expecting. You're not just going to get some standard shit. It's always going to be something funky in there. It's always going to be something like Wally Extreme. They don't hide from it neither. They promote it as that, whatever. Like, you know, all the promotion. As a matter of fact, this has been the heaviest promoted bottle I've seen from Yayo, too. I keep seeing that fucking video pop up like crazy or whatever about like how we age this in three different wine barrels or whatever. So for a limited release bottle, that Yayo does pretty regularly, too, as well. I know they got the Luna and Soul bottles coming out. I think they promoted this one more than they have with those bottles at all, whatever. Which is fine, too, as well. I have no problem with that. So, because I think they should, because it is really highly unique. One of their most unique tasting bottles as well. Probably, I think it is my favorite one now. I'd have to go back to the Sol and Luna bottles from last year. But I think this might beat it, though, because I really enjoyed the shed of this. And the one thing that always puts me over the edge is, like, when I really like a bottle is if I keep going back to it. And also, if I just want to like kind of conversate with people about it, me and Edgar have been talking about it like regularly. JB was just texting me yesterday, I believe, about it. He was just like, I got to get me a bottle of that. He was like, because he said it's not that like it was like one of the better Reposados I've ever had or whatever. He was like, it's just different. It doesn't taste like tequila to me or something like that. He was like, I feel like I could share that with people because of people that don't like tequila. They'll get like this rose bottle influence with it and stuff like that. So I think it lives up to that name of Rosa. It tastes like Rosa. I don't even know what Rosa tastes like, but it tastes like Rosa. That tastes like Rosa. Nothing is overbearing on it, neither, too. Really well balanced, and that combination of the three barrels is all there, too. I love it on the palate, the finish, too. But also, too, you could say I'm biased to that, too, because I love port wine and sherry wine. So those are two of my favorite wines. I've never had too many cereal wine bottles, so... only when I went to France. I haven't really had any when I was out here, but it does the job well. So, and I also keep going back to it. I do keep looking up reviews for it, mainly like people that's doing video reviews that are in the tequila community just to see what their thoughts are of it. So far, all of I've seen was positive notes. I know one somebody, I think his name is Tequila with Brad, I believe. He does his video reviews, which are always really good. He actually did the QR code hunt for the bottle with the QR code on there. And he went looking for the bottle when he was in Jalisco, I believe. People, if you don't know about Yayo, nice. They put QR codes on their bottles. They have a little scavenger hunt. You literally can go and look up the when you QR code, it takes you to their website and it gives you a special clues and stuff to find special release bottles that Yayo made or barreled up. He found it. It was in a long stem bottle, kind of like the same shape of this Shinx bottle, kind of like that. And it was probably about this same color. He has not opened it yet, but he was like, I don't know what this is, but it did have a year on it too. So it's really cool how they yearly that bottle, whatever. So if I ever am in Mexico, I actually want to fucking do one of those because I think that's really cool that they're burying bottles for you to go hunt for. And they put it in a nice little capsule and everything. Let me type his name in. Let me see if he comes up because the bottle kind of looked like it was the same color, but it could have been darker too. Hold on. Here it is. Tasting Tequila with Brad. Let me see. That's his page. And he just recently did a review right when this dropped out. But he did a whole video of him doing the hunt for this bottle. Where the fuck is it? I was probably on his little videos here. So, here it is.
Most Rosa tequilas.
I don't want to do the whole review here. Oh, there it is.
It's already built a great reputation. Clean, honest tequila. The high proof Rosa may be the most daring thing or most daring experiment they've done yet. But it's really turning out amazing, powerful. It's aggressive. It's absolutely worth seeking out.
All right, Brad, pull the bottle out.
Pushes the boundaries of a Rosa, yet keeps tequila in the forefront. And speaking of Yayo,
there it is.
Wonderful tequilas. I know I haven't opened it yet, but this
looks a little darker.
Dug up. This was
a little darker. A little bit. Yeah.
Hidden treasure with the information on their website. Check it out. Google Yayo Berry Treasure. Maybe you can go find 2024. This is the 2025. I believe this is a Rosa in here as well. This
it's got to be with that color.
There's a video about how we found it.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, probably. That's got to be a Rosa. Plus, it says 2025 on it, too, so it's probably a Rosa. I am curious if they, the bottle QR code, does that lead you to, what that flavor of the bottle may be? So, if you QR code the Rosa, do you find Rosas? When you QR code the Blancos, you find a Blanco or whatever. I don't know how it works or whatever because I've never done one myself. There is a rose too in the bar code there as well. I just now noticed that.
That's very cool.
So yeah, as you saw, that bottle looked a little darker, and plus it said 2025 on his too. So I assume it's got to be a Rosa. I wonder if it's one of the experimental ones that they have because most of the tastings I went to with that Yayo was there. They've given me pours of things that they've had in regular bottles, or whatever. So they're constantly making an experiment with things. And you always get they always let me taste the unfinished product of it. Matter of fact, I still have some of that unfinished Rosa that they gave me.
Nice.
You know what? I'm about to go grab that right now.
Well, speaking of experimenting.
Grab that right now.
JB goes to go hunt for some more Rosa action. Yeah, no, actually, Rosa is kind of untapped potential. I'm more curious about Rosa. The only one I'm really familiar with is the limited exposure with the Yayo, and then of course the Cascanes. But I don't know. I was hearing about this one, I'm like, man, I'm very curious about this.
I will say this one has opened my eyes to try more Rosas too, because it has a lot going on for it. And I'm also curious how did they really perfect balance the three barrels, and yet you still get all three barrel influences on the taste and everything like that. So that one has my curious. So this is the one I got at a dinner thing I had with Yayo, and that was a little bit of the Rosa there. I'm going to go ahead and try some of this right now and do a comparison. He let it – John, the owner of Yayo, gave it to me. He was pouring it for people too, and he let me have it because I stayed a little bit late and we were just talking and I was just joking. I was like, you should just give me that bottle. I've already been drinking on it the most. And it's basically the unfinished version of that bottle. I remember saying, I was like, it tastes unfinished too. Like something's missing from it.
Hmm.
I forgot I even had it to even do this comparison too, as well. I think I know what's missing from this. That high proof. Yeah, there's no, that heat isn't on there like it is on that one over there. That high proof is missing. Also, too, I'm not getting that port barrel on there as well. So I wonder if that was the last edition that they finished the finalized on there. That sherry does stick out, though. I'm getting that cherry note, too, as well. And the dried fruits are there as well. So it might be a combination of both the sherry wine and also the Syrah.
Syrah, yes. Sounds about right.
Yeah, that port is missing. That's what it is. That port is definitely not there at all. It's not there on the finish at all, neither. And what takes over more, and that high proof is definitely not there. What takes over more, there's more like of that. I said it was subtle on that one, the little pepper spice or the spice and the cinnamon and stuff like that. It's more on this one. It finished it off.
And correct me if I'm wrong, isn't port wine the strongest of those wines as well?
Yeah.
It's one that also bump up the ABV.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because port wine can be high as fuck when it needs to be as well. Mm. And you're right about that. And on that finish too, this one is lacking. I mean, lacking might be the wrong word because you're getting something.
It's not as complex.
Yeah, you're getting something. It's mainly just spices though with a hint of sweetness. But the spice is there. But it would lose a point for me if that was it. But yeah, the complexity on this finish is just not there. Palate though is there. Palate is good. You get that sweetness on there too. The wine barrels though aren't as potent though. That port really added something there then. Cause yeah, the wine barrels, they don't, this tastes like tequila. Nothing special. Nothing special at all. I will say, though, with those pepper notes and stuff, I'd be a little shocked if it was a Reposado. I'd be like, oh, that might be an Añejo. I could see that. I would be. I'd be like, yeah, it's an Añejo. Because Reposados to me are more like straight, narrow by the line. I think the little pepper notes here and stuff add a little kick to it. So it's kind of like, ooh, little extra Añejo there. So maybe there is some like experimentalness going on with the high proofness there. But I think what Cody said, that port just added so much more layers to it. Yeah, see, with this, I'd probably give this like, I'd probably be like in the 2.2 or 2.5 range.
Okay.
So, yeah, this it's good, solid. This comes off more as an everyday pour. And even though I said that about the other, the completed Rosa, you could sip that as an everyday. I treat that as like a special everyday pour of like, I'm just drinking it because I forgot there's alcohol in it and it just tastes so well and it's got so much going on. This one, I treat this as if like, it's just an everyday pour. Wouldn't miss it if it's gone. Just there. I will keep the little bit I have left in this though, just to do a side by side again like this when Cody can have some or whatever, just to show the comparison of the two, because it is completely fucking different. Wow. I'm glad I remembered that was there because I can do that side by side. So, and I had that back in March, I believe. It was February or March, I believe. Good, but I gotta tell you, I wouldn't have thought this was Sergio Cruz if I had this. It's not experimental. It ain't doing anything as far as like different or unique or whatever. Yeah. It's not doing it. This one definitely does it for more for me. That's why it's completed, so. Yeah. I like that a lot. I'd love to give a hold of that fucking bottle that the video I just showed you. I'm curious what's in that long bottle.
That'd be fucking rad.
I'm kind of shocked he didn't open that yet. I was just like, man, I think I would have opened it right when I unburied that motherfucker. I feel like I just want to get a waterfall shot of that real quick. What does that taste like? It's a one bottle release right there. So it must be something special.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's crazy, dude. That shit is nuts. I love that they're doing that. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's so cool. Who's burying that shit, by the way? I was like,
yeah.
Who's putting these together? I want to know, like, who's writing this down or whatever and shit. So, because he was telling me that like it took like 45 minutes to find the bottle, or he wasn't telling me. I'm sorry. When he did his video, he said it took like 45 minutes to find the bottle. He said one of the hints though was really clear that it was by this certain kind of style of tree that looked different from the other trees in the area, and he was saying that's how he found it. I think that's a fun little couple thing. I think he did it with his wife, if I'm not mistaken. So,
oh, nice.
That could be a fun little couple thing if you're ever traveling to Mexico and you feel like doing some bear. Now, it does look kind of weird that you're in a different country and you're looking for some shit, digging shit up or whatever and stuff. So,
treasure hunting shit.
I don't know how the locals feel about that, whatever, but you know.
Right. So, fair.
But I think that'd be a fun little thing to do where. You know, the another difference too, not just that port wine, the finish is so much better on this finished one because it's much longer. It's got this warm sensation to it and it comes off a little bit more elegant. That over there comes off as this, you know what, here's a comparison. Not only is it missing that port barrel wine, but this one comes off as young and inexperienced and this one comes off as a nice age-stated bottle. And that's my
which guess. Is why it's completed.
That's why it's completed, yeah. You know what? I was gonna give this a 3.5, but I think I'm gonna give it a last drop now.
Last drop. All right.
I think I'm gonna stick with that because I honestly see myself after I finish this, or even if I don't finish this and I just come across it and I just see it, I think I'd buy a third bottle of this easily.
Okay. You like that?
So yeah, I think that's the best Yayo bottle ever released. I think they did something completely unique here. I think Sergio Cruz, for his first Rosa release too, I think he's did something really unique here, something completely different. Cody stated it earlier in this review, and I could be wrong completely because there's just so much fucking tequila out there. I don't remember anything being aged like this in three different barrels unless it was like an extra Añejo and they was charged $200 for it or plus. And honestly, those are some of the best. Actually, the ones you named are some of the best kills we've ever had in life.
Yep, easily.
Tres Cuatro Cinco,
Tears of Arona,
Arona G4, 7-year-old extra Neo. Those are three of the creme de la cremes. I'm thankful I got all three of those bottles. Whatever, they all are fucking phenomenal. Whatever. For something as a not as expensive or luxurious or anything like that, and comes across with so much uniqueness and creativity. Doesn't come close to those three bottles because those three bottles are like, you know, perfection. I will say this one comes off as more experimental than some of the bottles or whatever, but it's not better than either one of those three bottles or whatever. I mean, those are the –
it's like Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, like if you comparing, it's like not even comparing. Mm-hmm. One's a Reposado and the other three are extra Añejos or whatever. Like, so if this was better than those three, then I'd be like, that's a damn shame. So that doesn't even come close. But as far as a Reposado, $65 go, it can't get no better than this. And goddamn Sergio Cruz, I mean, he's batting out of 1,000 right now. He's like Shohei Ohtani right now, you know. He might miss a bottle or two here and there, whatever, but God damn it, dude, he's releasing 10 at a time. So he's only hitting like, you know, 9 out of 10. So, which is a fucking A in my book. So
batting average is out of control.
Batting average is crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of batting averages, Shohei Ohtani was fucking incredible and he's taking us back to the World Series. So I just want to put that out there, you know, Dodgers are, you know, we championship town, you know, that's what we do, baby. You know, we don't miss championships in this town or whatever, because if we did, we wouldn't just be the greatest city of all time, whatever and stuff. That man had three back-to-back home runs with 10 and when he was pitching 10 strikeouts consecutively. If you don't know what consecutively means, that means one after another motherfucking other.
Man is really good at baseball.
Yeah. As far as superstars go, what we pay them here in LA, and I mean any sport, That man has lived up to every goddamn dollar. His first year was last year, Cody, and he took us to a World Series. His second year now with the Dodgers, he's taking us back to the World Series.
That's pretty crazy.
If you a superstar and you come to this town, I don't give a fuck what sports you play. You need to be fucking asking Shohei how he did it. Okay, so because
he's a blueprint.
Because he earned his dollars. I don't think anybody's questioning that man how much he's getting paid. Shit, okay. If you questioning how much Shohei's getting paid, you get to go fuck off. Go move to Orange County. I don't know what to tell you. San Bernardino's down the street, too. Go there. Damn. So we back to the World Series. I don't know if our Lakers will get there. I'm not a Rams fan.
People like that. No, they won't either.
Yeah. So I don't expect it. Yeah, so. And nobody has
baseball awards that right now if you want championship.
That's goddamn right. Yeah. A good goddamn right baseball now. Player. A good goddamn baseball player.
Yeah. Football, basketball in L.A. Yeah.
And you know what baseball, I love though. About the Dodgers, too, whatever, with Shohei? Oh, all y'all do is just stack your team with good players. You goddamn right, Dan. Yeah. You goddamn right.
I think that's how that's supposed to work.
I remember a time when people used to complain about the Lakers like that or whatever, Cody. And then I used to be like, you good goddamn right. They don't say that much no more because we kind of suck. But, you know. Right. But now you a good team when you start hearing the haters say shit like that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You remember when Golden State were doing their thing when they had that dynasty going? Yep. Every fucking person on the planet hated them motherfuckers. Like, why are they so good? Oh, they got KD. Oh, my goodness. Everybody was crying. Couldn't stop fucking crying.
They already have two good shooters. Now they got a third one. Like, hey, shit happens, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Shit
happens. Good management. What can you do? Sorry.
Handle your finances correctly and good management?
Yep, there you go.
Hey, what do you want to do about it? You know?
Yep.
First of all, when they won the one in 2022, you got no excuse because all I heard was this man's too short. Why the fuck is he out rebounding you? He's so goddamn short.
He's a baller. Yep.
That man had 7 rebounds in one game. I was just going, what the fuck?
He was going nuts.
I that's why I get tired of basketball commentary when they keep talking about his size and shit like that. I'm just like, 2022 wasn't that long ago, by the way. I mean, it's like, wasn't that long ago?
It's 3 years ago, man. No long ago at all.
I keep hearing about this dude's size or whatever and shit. I'm just like, has he not already proven that don't matter with him? Okay, all right, whatever. All right, whatever. I mean, he's one of the GOATs. He's one of the greatest of all times. He's one of the most influential players of all time. But yeah, we still talking about this. I guess you just got to find something negative about things.
You got to find something. Yeah, same like LeBron, too. Everybody hates on his ass, too.
Because it's political shit or some shit. But you can't deny the dude's a good player. He's got basketball IQ. I mean, he's basketball IQ. You could hate his fucking antics or whatever and shit like that. It's fine, whatever. But we're talking about the ball player.
So. Yep.
The player. Mm-hmm. He's got the skills. He kicked my ass. Said old Chris Rock.
My ass too.
But can you kick my ass? And it's like, yes. Yes. Man, hey, he can whoop both our ass at the same time.
Same fucking time.
He a big motherfucker. I don't want him running into me. I'll be hurt. First, yeah. I'll pass that ball to Cody in a heartbeat. I'll be like, hey, Dick, take it. Why didn't you just take the shot, Cody? God, you fucking up. Yeah. But shout out to our Dodgers going back to the World Series, back to back. Oh, man. Oh, I feel like those early 2000 Lakers right now where we just look.
Yeah, actually, similar vibes, yeah.
We look unbeatable, unstoppable. And my buddy that's a fucking Padres fan over there, you know.
Yeah.
Who at the earlier of the year this year, he kept saying, oh, your Dodgers don't look too well. Yeah, shut the fuck up now. Whatever. Okay. Your Padres ain't shit, bitch. Okay. So, and just like what we always do in Title Town. What's that song? Where's that song? All I do is win, win, win. Don't matter the sport. We always win, goddammit. Okay. It don't matter. We win. I can't wait for them ring ceremony where I don't even know who the fuck we playing with. I don't give a fuck neither. Don't matter.
It really don't matter. I don't think it matters at this point. I think the Dodgers has this. Yeah, I think it's safe to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even follow baseball that much. Like, I ain't no expert. I just, I don't know. I just have a feeling that, yeah, I think Dodgers going to be all right.
Yeah, I think they're gonna be all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you what, even if they ain't all right, they're always in the conversation of being all right. So
that's true.
Yeah, I remember a certain basketball team used to be that way.
Yeah, good old days, but you know. Yeah.
Everybody gets old there some days, you know, and
yeah,
things got to change, yeah. You know, things got to change.
Passing the guard, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah. It'll be, we'll be back there at one point. Something. Yeah. I don't know when, like, but
5 years, maybe.
Hey, one day.
Yeah. When somebody retires, we can reshuffle some money around and start rebuilding.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably when, yeah. Yeah. That's when those gears will start to shift.
I like you, LeBron, but you need to fucking go. You got to retire, brother. Time to retire,
about,
brother.
Yeah, it's about that time.
Yeah, about that time, yeah. Yeah. Or take a back seat. I don't give a fuck what you do, but you just got to release some of that cap space there. You got to just trail off, you know?
Yeah, because we ain't doing shit this year. I can tell you that right now.
We ain't doing shit in the past.
As it stands right now.
We ain't
doing ever since the bubble season, I haven't done a goddamn thing. Nothing.
I hate that comment you once made, because that's all I see now is when you said we're like the Cowboys. I was just like,
yeah.
And then ever since you said that, we've been eliminated every first round of the play. I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
It's like, oh God, it is like the Cowboys. And then I started hearing more people say it, and I was just like, oh no, it's becoming a thing.
And it's only going to get harder. It's only going to get harder for us. No. That's all. Because the West, they know how to construct fucking teams.
They really do. It's actually like kind of beautiful how well you see these teams get constructed. It's kind of, mm-hmm. It really is like art in a way or whatever. It's just really well, beautiful.
It really is.
Kind of just
really
makes is. You admire it. As Cody said, watching a Lakers game is really frustrating. Someone had texted me that Bronny James had just hit this like dunk or whatever. And he was like, but we just lost to the Golden State Warriors. It was a preseason game. And I was like, why are you sending me that then?
I ain't paying attention to preseason. We're like 1-5 right now. Yeah.
my sister is the only one that puts fucking emphasis on preseason games.
That don't mean shit.
She puts it on basketball and football, and she'll sit up there and tell me about it. And I just look at her and I was like, ain't it preseason? Yeah. She'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, I don't give a fuck then.
Even the players don't give a fuck. I was watching a clip yesterday. It was Paolo Becerra, plays for Orlando Magic. Somebody was like betting on that game for Paolo Becerra to get it good. Paolo Becerra was like, bro, is this fucking preseason? What are we talking about here? He was talking to the fan sitting courtside. He was like, why would you do that? It's fucking preseason. Nobody give a fuck about this.
You just blew my mind.
It don't matter.
You just blew my mind. Somebody betting on preseason game. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What the fuck?
People are crazy, man. People got addictions, bro. They're serious about that shit.
I guess I ain't that deep about it. That don't mean shit. That's like an all-star game.
They are.
I guess so, yeah. I don't give a fuck about stuff like that. I don't care about football, preseason. I don't care about baseball. Yeah. I don't care about another preseason. I think preseason kind of stupid to me.
It's just kind of waste time. Just more practice, really. Just practice. That's what I would do. Just have it be practice time. Yeah.
Just practice.
And get to regular season. Yeah.
Practice with players that's never going to play.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. It's more money, you know.
Yeah,
it's more people, exactly. More jobs. I like that aspect of it. Yeah. Yeah, I get that. But at the end of the day, it's just like,
I think two players got hurt too. I was like, oh,
I think so.
Yeah, getting hurt in a preseason game—that's got to be a highlight.
It's always fun, right?
Yeah, that pissed me off. Yeah, it'd be stupid. Yeah. You want to talk about stupid trades and shit? How about Boston? All those players they let go. That's another team that won't be back for a while. Which I'm happy.
Yeah,
about.
We'll see. I don't know. Boston, they're in an interesting position. We'll see what they do.
Well, they are in a rebuilding phase, if you will.
A little bit.
Yeah,
like a
partial rebuilding phase, if you will.
Yeah, because we don't know how when Tatum, when he comes back, we have no idea what he's going to look like.
He ain't gonna be back for a while. So he ain't gonna be back for a long while. So we'll see
what that looks like.
Achilles for a young dude, that will fuck his speed up and a lot of everything's up. So
yeah, a lot of things up.
Yeah, your career basically gets shortened by those. You will start moving around like KD, who don't move at all, to be honest. So
I'll say for his age and for his age, I think he's doing pretty well.
Oh, he does for his age, yeah. But you know that Negro does not hustle for shit. That motherfucker, he'll tell you too. He'll see motherfuckers run out of here, he'll look at them and be like, eh, I'll keep up at my pace. Good for him though, because I mean, he's damn near retired in a way or whatever and shit like
that. Oh, speaking of which, too, he actually signed a nice deal too with Houston. He signed an extension, very team friendly deal, dude. He took $15 million less per year just so Houston could have cap space. That's how it's fucking done.
I wish you wouldn't have brought that up, because now I'm about to talk shit about LeBron.
you saw that contract he signed earlier.
Yeah.
So not team friendly.
He ain't team friend. No one good and goddamn.
Yeah, that's just kind of, yeah.
Brother, you don't need that much. Yeah, you don't need that much. You damn near a billionaire. What are we doing, brother? What are we doing? That's the one thing I'll give Tom Brady credit for all every fucking year. Every fucking year that dude took a pay cut. Because he knew good and goddamn well he needed some players on that team to throw that ball.
And he's going to make all that shit up with endorsements or whatever the fuck else he got on the side. He's good. You know, goddamn well LeBron's good too. I shouldn't have to explain that.
Yeah, LeBron could feed myself and my whole family for the next 10 years if he really wanted to. LeBron, both our families. LeBron has generational wealth now at this point.
Yep.
Matter of fact, his kid is playing ball now. Matter of fact, his other kid will be playing ball soon, too. Let's not forget about Bryce over there or whatever shit like that. He's about to be getting out of high school soon, going to college or whatever like that. Talking about another one. I think his family's going to be just fine or whatever.
I think they're going to be all right.
Last time I checked, too, LeBron has a production studio, a tequila company, too, as well. And I think he has a lot of endorsement deals as well, too, where he's making a good partial of that billionaire, too, as well. So I think he could take a pay cut, Cody.
Oh, yeah. Do I hear like rumors too that him and like Matt Carter, that team was going to like make up a, like a new league or something like that too, or something crazy?
I think he's going to be fine, Cody.
I think he'll be all right.
Yeah,
but you know, rings. I guess he really wants that ring. So, you know, we got so much cap space to put the pieces to get said ring.
I think he said, fuck that ring. I think I'm just get paid now. That's what it feels like right now. He said.
That's exactly what it feels like.
I think he said, I ain't getting no more rings. So he's like, fuck it. I might as well get paid for it.
I guess he said, like, man, well, this is just too fucking much. I give a fuck. Just pay me. I get to pay with Luka Doncic. It's going to be fun, I guess. We ain't going to win shit, but whatever.
Yeah, I win a play-in tournament.
We'll make a little noise. We'll get like a 4 seed, make some noise during the regular season to get bounced like the first round. Maybe second if we're lucky.
And maybe not even make it. Who knows? You know? Yeah. It's like
if that happens, that'll be disastrous. Oh, that better not fucking happen.
It's like being the underdog if you make it out of the first round now. It's like, oh, shit.
I mean, it's going to be disastrous regardless because this is Chip City. But still, fucking man, if we get bounced, if we don't make it this year, could you imagine? Oh, my God. Oh, hell no. It'll be scorched earth. Scorched fucking earth.
Oh, God.
Rebuild, JJ getting fired. It's just gonna be burned. Turn upside the fuck now. We don't make the playoffs.
I think they're gonna have a no JJ rally if that happens. Get him the fuck up out of here. Take his whole goddamn family and team with him. Go. There's a stadium off the 405 you can go to if you want to be coached.
Right there.
How about that? Right there.
There you go.
It's called the Intuit Dome. We'll Intuit your ass over there then, okay?
Yeah. There you go. Play on those little courts they got outside. Yeah, get the fuck off mine.
Get off my busted ass court, bitch. anyway, people, we're going to get out of here now. That is it for the show. That was, I gave this a last drop. This is pretty damn good. I'm about to pour more, but I'm going to be starting my detox tomorrow. So I'm like, I'll ease off of it right now, but I ain't going to lie. I do want some more. I'm having a cowboy steak, though, tonight. So maybe I'll pour it there. Cowboy ribeye. Cowboy ribeye. Ooh, I can't wait now. So maybe I'll have a little bit of that. Or maybe I'll just have some only mix on the rocks without any tequila in it. That only mix margarita mix is phenomenal. Oh, my God. I had the new flavor, which I forgot what was in it, but it's fucking good. It tastes like a mimosa even without liquor in it. It is so fucking good, dude. The owner of that, you are killing it, man. Keep releasing that shit. I got to go. Damn, that's what I forgot. I should go do that later. I'll go get some more bottles of that. That shit is refreshing as fuck. Delicious. Love it. But we'll be back next week. We're doing Cabal. There's a new single barrel out in town. Well, there's a few new single barrels for Cabal, actually, if you go to different states and shit like that or whatever. I see all kinds of these damn bottles, which I'm kind of upset, but whatever. can't live in every state, you know. Just think you should just keep it for California, but whatever, you know, I don't know. Or just give them a regular clear bottle. You ain't got to give them nothing special or whatever, because I wouldn't lose my shit as much. But when I keep seeing these bottles, dude, I just go like, God damn, I want that one too. I saw that patent black one you released, dude. That just...
Hell yeah, man.
The horse said, I think it might be one of the... It might be the GOAT bottle design of all time. I know
it is.
Just saying.
You could do so much versatility with it, too. I mean, just... Anything works with it. It's just...
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's always beautiful. But, we'll be doing that new Court single barrel next week. Talking about some Alex Cross, some Halloween, and
Eddie.
Gonna be talking about his Joker and Batman coming to life there, or whatever. You know, gonna be
man. Oh my god, I cannot wait to talk about this shit, dude. This was so pre-Leto Joker. Oh my fucking god!
They should just gave it to Matthew Fox.
Really should have. I did not realize that. We'll get into it next week, but god. Damn. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So off of Cody's basic excitement there or whatever, we're going to get out of here now, people, because that's coming up next week. Halloween, yeah. The Halloween edition. All spooks and spooks and stills there or whatever. I am. That is the Halloween. Yeah, that's definitely the Halloween edition, because Halloween's on a Friday this year, and now we'll be doing that on the 27th. So, yeah. All right. There you go. Cody's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And Cody's foot will be there for his birthday and for Halloween, mm-hmm. too. He's going to go as a handicapped guy for Halloween this year.
Yeah.
What was that dude from?
It's a handicap sign.
What was that dude from In Living Color that Damon Wayans played?
Handyman.
Handy Cable Man, whatever the fuck his name was. He always, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Watching some of those skits, dude. Holy shit, dude.
Oh, the 90s.
If you don't know the premise of this, he basically was a handicapped superhero who like beat up people that wasn't handicapped. Because they would like either take a parking spot or that was handicapped, or they would use the handicapped bathroom.
Right.
And he would just show up randomly, and he'd just be, he was basically mentally challenged. And,
yep.
Can you say that? Is that a thing? I don't even know what to be.
I think that's a great way to say it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Not that I give a fuck. But it's on the last drop, baby. And I was watching this kid, this dude using a stall that was not in it. He's like, come out of there. I'll kick your ass. I was like, Jesus Christ. This is
That shit was wild.
Oh, mind you, Living Color was on regular TV, people.
Yep.
Watch that shit on, like, what was it, channel? Was that NBC, I think?
I don't recall what channel.
Or it was regular Fox. TV,
but I don't recall what channel it was.
Yeah, I think it was Fox, but I don't recall neither, people, because I'm watching syndication. I guess streaming versions of it, if you will. It's so fucking funny, though. I got to tell you, you will bust a laugh out like crazy. Oh, so funny. And Jim Carrey on there, too. I forgot what was that character, Fire Marshal Bill.
Fire Marshal Bill, one of my favorites.
I'm gonna try this. I was like,
something.
Oh my god!
Jim Carrey might be one of the most underrated, funniest comedians I've ever fucking seen, dude. His facials is very, dude.
Dude, his face, his manner. Oh my
god! His mannerisms are just fucking wild. They're kind of scary. His Ace Ventura shit, people, is probably one of them slapstick, goofy comedy. It's funny as fuck, though. I mean, when that motherfucker
shit is, man.
He sticks his head out that window, puts them sunglasses, and starts... Alrighty, then. That shit is, like, classic comedy funny. That shit is hilarious. And the fact that they gave him a sequel for that shit is just like, oh, shit.
It was more unhinged than the sequel, too.
It was. That sequel was fucking wild. And then in that first one, it was like the chick was a dude or some shit, too. Like, it was
Einhorn. Einhorn is a... Oh, yeah, that homophobic ass scene.
This, jeez,
yes, 90s. What can I tell you?
He took the plunger.
Look, took the plunger. He took like all his bubblicious in his mouth, crying in the shower, burned his clothes and shit. Dude, that scene was so fucking bad. And, like, it's just bloody bad. That's so fucking.
When he burned his clothes, God, dude. That's when he ran to the corner and started crying.
Yeah, he's a crying nigga in the shit. Insane.
But you know what sold it was his reaction when finding out.
Yeah.
And then remember the very next scene, he's in the car and he see her or him coming out. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers was looking. He started chewing the gum.
That movie's wild, man.
You know the crazy part? Those are PG-13s, I think. Whatever.
PG-13.
Yeah, and they are just like, they might be just as wild as any other R-rated film. Mm-hmm. That's why when people bitch about like R-rated and PG-13 films, well, when there was that period when people was bitching about, I was like, you know, you can make good PG-13 films. They don't have to all be rated R. I mean, like, rated R just
means
got freeway. Uh-huh. Rated R just basically means you could be lazy as fuck if you want, just not really have like written material. Or, but PG-13, right. We can look back at comedies like that or whatever. Man. That was carried on the writing and Jim Carrey's just performance.
Oh,
the
physicality. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his performance and shit. I love when he just ripped her skirt off, though. It's a man, baby. And he didn't see it, the dick or whatever, and he was just like, but they saw it in the back because it was like tucked.
Uh-huh. See it.
And then like but well, the funny part, even the dolphin started like gagging up, whatever. Like everybody was throwing up and shit. And then the crazy part as a kid, you don't understand what was going on, but then you realize, oh shit, she done fuck everybody here, even the police. And even the dolphin, apparently, too, because the dolphin was. Because even the dolphin was like. Oh, they don't make them like that anymore. But anyway, people, we're going to get out of here. We're done. All right, go watch Ace Ventura, people. Go watch that. It's a good movie. Show your kids too as well. Let them watch it. You know, yeah. If they want to be an environmentalist like Ace Ventura was, those are the movies to watch then. Especially when he goes to Taipei in the second sequel, and he just wants to stop being the detective for animals until he gets back into the grind. But anyway, people, thank you for tuning in. This is a long episode. I thought it was going to be short, but it was long, because apparently these fucking allergies are kicking my ass now, though. So I got to get out of here because I need to get a new tissue, because that one's just. If you need to clone me, well, go look in the sewers right now because I'm about
there
to go.
You go.
Yeah, because there you go. Yeah. You clone the worst version. Well, I probably am the worst version. But anyway, you'll get something worse out of it. I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather Craft Beer Cody.
I almost said we wasn't fucking recording. I almost pissed myself or whatever. Anyway, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.